A little prayer. Dearest Lord Jesus, Savior and friend, three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Well, those of you from my generation might recognize that from the musical Godspell. But actually, they took it from Richard Chesterton, an English saint. I use that prayer because I think it tells us a lot about the Trinity that we celebrate today. Three things I pray: to see thee more clearly. Well, the Trinity is the basic mystery of our faith. We say that in baptism. Believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This mystery of Trinity is to help us see God more clearly. And what we see is a communion of persons, of closeness, of nearness, of community. What makes God God is communion, intimacy. To see more clearly is to see a God whose very nature is to communicate love. This is an initiating God, an outgoing God, a creative, life-giving God who stamps his communal life on us and all creation. We are in relationship because God is, and we are made in his image and likeness. I studied a lot of philosophy in college, and we all know basically Aristotle, man is a rational being. Descartes, I think, therefore I am. That's a dominated Western culture. But the biblical notion is that we are a person because we are in relationship. And this is based on a God who is in communion. And we are made in his image. To see thee more clearly is to know we are children of God. And all of us are brothers and sisters. We are born in community. And to see thee more clearly is we are able to say, call God, Father, Abba, as we will sing in a little bit. Well, second, to love thee more dearly. This tells us that the second person of the Trinity wears our very flesh. Came into our world, took on our human nature. How much more clearly can he love us than that? As we say, God so loved the world that he sent his Son into it. I'm reminded of Damien the leper, whose feast we just celebrated, Pope John Paul canonized. When he first went to that leper colony on Molokai, he was not a great success. In some ways, he would always begin his homilies to the lepers. There'd be a handful of people there. One day, after walking around the island, he returned home and was very tired. So he put his aching feet into a tub of hot water. And one foot didn't feel the heat. He knew instantly that he had leprosy. And so the next Sunday, he began his homily, "We lepers." Like electricity that spread around the island, and so every Sunday afterwards, the church was filled to overflowing. Father Damien had taken on their leprous flesh, became one of them. To love thee more clearly is to love a God who wears our flesh, our leprous, sinful flesh. Finally, to follow thee more nearly, to be a disciple, to have the Master Spirit. It's the Spirit who forms us, inspires us, fills us with Jesus. To follow thee more nearly is to follow, hopefully, in love and reconciliation. So this feast, every Sunday is Trinity Sunday in a real way, but it's a chance for us to reflect a little bit on this incredible mystery. Everybody talks, well, you can't talk about it. It's such a great mystery we can't talk about. Well, I think you can, because this feast is all about communion, because God is communion. And we are made in that image of God, and so have a desperate need of union, of togetherness, of communion. Our hearts are made for God and for one another. I think we have a desperate need to be connected. We're not an island. The Feast of the Trinity says God is communion, is relationship, and therefore, so are we. God's inner self is to be with, to be family, Father, Son, and Spirit. So what makes God God is relationship, an intimate relationship. So in a real sense, every striving of our souls for union, every reaching out to companionship, every urge for a hug, for an embrace, every act of love, in a real sense, gives testimony to the Trinity. The Trinity says God is community, and so are we. So this feast tells us why we are what we are, why we long for relationships, for family, for community. Yes, the Trinity is a mystery. It's a mystery also about us and our quest for it, that will ultimately, that full communion will only be realized in heaven. That's why St. Augustine could say, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless till they rest in you." And so, three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day.